from Memphis, Tennessee, in the parking lot of the stadium where they're doing the Southern Heritage Classic, the football game between Tennessee State and Jackson State.
Actually,
this is the Tom Jordan Morning Show. And they're out here tailgating already.
Sybil. Can you smell what the fans are cooking? Yes, you can. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I want to do a shout out. Three boys in TSU. My girl Teresa at the hotel holding it down. Three boys. Go, girl. Go, girl. Go, girl.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, like that, huh?
All right, player.
Oh, no, not like that, no. Just single mom, three boys in school, working two jobs.
I thought it was like Amber Rose.
No, and she's not white, so, hey, you got that.
Wow.
Give a shout out.
Hey, Sim, he's never done that.
No, not in recent memory, Tom.
No.
Ever, as a matter of fact.
In all the years, I've never known you to do a shout-out.
Shout-out. Single mom. She's a single mom.
Oh. Wow, yeah. The tide is turning.
No, Sim. Don't play with that now.
Okay. No.
Some things never change.
All right.
I mean, I've seen him promise to do
shout-outs. Yeah.
We all done that.
I got you.
And it's usually after, I know you don't like our kind, but. Yeah.
Right.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, we're in Memphis. And
yes, we are. They're here already. The world's biggest barbecue cookout. And they throw in a football game.
Yeah.
And there's a football game in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And don't forget the halftime show.
Okay. No, they got to turn that down. Because that's the delay, and that's confusing. You can't do that. I thought we had, okay. All right, so last night.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do, player?
Last night, I went down on Beale Street.
Beale Street. If Beale Street could talk, what would it say to you, Tom Joyner?
Man, I had a good time. I had a good country time down on Beale Street.
What did you see?
I went to B.B. King's, and I saw the B.B. King All-Star Band.
Oh.
And the B.B. King All-Star Band is, it's about 10 pieces, and they play the blues.
And did they play?
Yes, they did.
Harmonica?
No harmonica.
What? I should have been there. Damn it, I missed. I should
have gone to B.B. King's.
I should have gone to
B.B.
King's, man.
Man, I had a good time, and while I was there, I was watching the football game.
Oh, my gosh.
Who said? Did you see it?
Oh, the battering that poor Cam Newton took.
Who'd you root for, player?
Of course, Cam Newton.
Okay, well, that explains all right, all
Cam right. Newton. Uh-oh.
Exactly.
No.
No. You,
come on.
Tom.
Charlotte knows.
You had a good day yesterday, player. You
Charlotte.
Had a real good day.
What are you talking about, Serena?
You took her out, too.
I did not take Serena. Serena lost.
To what do you attribute that loss?
Nah, go ahead, player. You go right ahead. I don't say nothing. I won't say a word.
Okay. They said Serena's knees were bad.
Okay.
And
yeah.
What is she? 35 years old?
She's about 46 years old. You got that right. She's pushing 50.
She's supposed to have.
Is that what she's pushing?
She's pushing 50.
At 35, she's.
But
pushing
Cam
50.
Newton. They were cheating.
Tom.
Okay.
Thank you, Sim.
All right, I'm going to go another way with this player. Sim, y'all check this out.
Okay.
A lot of this is Barack Obama. These
what?
Sim, listen to me. Hear me out now. These white people, and you've noticed it yourself just going around, these white people are so angry that Barack Obama is in the White House. They're taking it out on anybody black. Now, some of this is you, player. I got to give you some of this, man. But some of this is Barack. As soon as we get somebody white in there, it's going to be a lot better for all of us, man.
Might have a point.
Tom.
Have you noticed they're just
but Sybil,
mean?
Last night, God. He's talking about me. Last night, there are rules in the NFL for the sake of concussions that you can't go helmet to helmet. And that should be not only a personal foul, but you should put out the game and fine. There were four obvious helmet-to-helmet hits.
Oh, my gosh.
You saw them, Sybil?
On Cam Newton. Four. Only one was called.
Anybody put out the game?
No.
Not a one.
No.
It's Barack. As soon as he gets it.
It's the tag team.
That's right. Between you and Barack, man. Y'all killing us, man. Y'all putting a hurting on us, man.
Serena's old knees. That's Barack. Them young European.
They ain't playing. They're waiting for her, man. Now, is she old compared to, like, for a tennis player, Sybil?
But she's, you know, she's number one until this. And it's just between the Olympics and the other runs, you know, she just hasn't had a really good year.
And it's also a way to take her out. Just keep scheduling matches, and then know she's going to be tired, and then know somebody white's going to beat her.
Well, that's the way it runs.
Well, it shouldn't go that way.
Because, you know,
if it wasn't for Barack, it would be different. Huh?
My girl needs time to rest.
So, let's God forbid say there's a President Trump in office.
Oh, uh-huh. Sybil, watch your mouth.
I know, but this is what you're leading up to, isn't it? By saying that if we didn't have a President Obama and we had a President Trump in office, do you think that the treatment of Cam Newton and Serena Williams would be better?
I never look at it that way. Nobody explained it to me that way.
You said as soon as somebody white gets in the office.
Well, I'm thinking Hillary, though.
Okay. Because you're always thinking the white woman
first. I'm always on the white woman.
I know.
Okay, you can step down. Good answer. Okay. That was a good answer. Your boy Jay Lamont is coming
back. Oh, my God. It's going to be ignorant. One of the best impressionists out there. But he's not fun to do a road trip with. I'm here to tell you.
Tell us again. Being on the road with Jay Lamont.
Being on the road
because
it's like 72 voices, and it's nonstop with him. He's doing Barack Obama. He's doing Pepe Le Pew. He's doing Speedy Gonzalez. And he ain't driving, so.
At least he keeps you up.
Keeps you up, man.
And he does all kind of song parodies.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar, yeah. That's my boy. So he'll be here later.
It's like driving with yourself.
No,
isn't it?
That's probably
not. Yeah, Frankie Beverly and Maze performs tonight. And Jay Lamont is going to open.
It's a great show. Go check
it
out.
And Stephanie Mills performed last night at Jay Lamont.
He opened for her.
Yeah.
Wow, he's making some serious money out there. Go ahead, Jay.
Man, there's serious money here.
There's serious money here, man.
They'll probably do 50,000 to 80,000 people here in Memphis.
Well, I got a whole lot of barbecue hot sauce, and I hope I can leave here with none of it. That's a go.
Oh, you got a booth?
I got a booth, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a booth, and me and my favorite will be there, my granddaughter, the favorite.
They all are the favorite when they come and work for
you. That's what
you.
They think.
Aren't they, Grandpa?
Yeah, whoever's working is the favorite. You're absolutely right, Sid.
And they haven't figured that out?
No, yet. They haven't figured it out. He called me the favorite, too.
Yeah. Jay Lamont's going to be here. We're 80,000 black people are going to be here. We're at the tailgate party here at the stadium. This is the Tom Joyner Morning Show live from Memphis, Tennessee.
Woo-hoo!